ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so these were Jill's words yesterday to us.
We had a really great time last Saturday when we decided to have dinner, but it was kind of loud in there, and we wanted to talk and decided to, like, just go back to my house. We kissed.
Did you guys do it?
No, not at all. Actually, I got an emergency phone call from work. I went into the other room maybe for, like, 20 minutes at the most.
Okay.
So what was the last thing that was said? Like, how did the date totally end?
Well, he kissed me and said that he would call me and that we would, you know, get together.
Well, now, Jeff and I both thought initially that it was just
too fast. Too soon.
Like, she called us by Wednesday morning. So it was really just Sunday, Monday, Tuesday that had gone by because they hung out Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think it was that crazy that he hasn't called her.
And was there an exchange on Sunday or no exchange
no
at all?
No exchange. Nada.
I just thought if it was he left at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, I thought he's not interested.
Unless he realized that he wasn't going to get everything that he wanted, thought, okay, you know what, I'll cut the night short tonight and we'll try this again next week. But there's been no other call.
Or he saw something in her apartment, or she's just a bad kisser.
Or something happened. Hey, Jill.
Or his wife came back to town.
Or something like that. Hey, Jill.
Hello?
Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Is this Jill?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay, you've had 24 more hours to think about it. You have any idea what he might say here in a couple of seconds?
Oh, no. I'm curious, though.
Is she going to be listening? Like, she's going to be on hold, right? She'll
listen. They won't have any interaction together.
Cause, harsh.
Yeah, well, he won't give us the truth if he knows you're on the line. So what we'll do here is we'll put you on hold. We'll talk to him, and then we'll get you back on after he hangs up so we get total honesty from him.
Okay.
My stomach hurts for you right now.
Sometimes you just don't want to know the truth.
Yeah.
At all.
Just it's hard. Just don't
say. Well, she does.
You sure you want to know?
You never know. I mean, it's better now than never, right? Or later.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me put you on hold, okay? And we'll talk to you in a second.
She got confused on the thing.
Because she's as nervous as you said she is.
Never, later, yeah.
So it's worth more than now. Larry, you're being inappropriate.
Okay, so here, his name is Russ. Hey, Russ.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
First, thanks for coming on with us.
I understand
it's awkward, for sure.
Well, you know, being on a radio is kind of cool, though.
That's funny.
To be honest with you, it's really overrated.
Jill is not on the line, so you can speak freely. And really just what she's looking for here is just a little bit of closure because she thought everything went great on Saturday night. And then as of yesterday, Wednesday, she hadn't heard from you, not a text, not an email, not a call. And she's just going over the date and she's like, what did I do wrong here so I don't make the same mistake again? So can you kind of fill us in?
Yeah, nothing went wrong. She's good. She's great. She's a great girl. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I've just been busy these past couple days. I've been staying at my parents' house. There's been, with the rain, their house got a little bit of flooding, so I've sort of been helping them with that. And there wasn't anything wrong with Jill. I don't know. I guess I'm not going to be calling her back because I kind of feel she wasn't that honest with me.
About what?
Frankly. Well, I guess there was a point at which in the evening she went into the other room to deal with something, I think with work, and she has a kid's bedroom, and she never mentioned having a kid, and like the bedroom is completely decked out for a child, and I mean, I don't have a problem with kids, but I kind of feel odd that we went an entire evening without her once mentioning that she had a child.
And if she doesn't, that's even creepier.
Well, I mean, there's a story that should go with it, or at least some sort of, you know, explanation. If we're going on a date and it's going well, I think that she owes me that sort of explanation or just to give me the option to have an opinion about it.
Now, that's an interesting take because we've talked about this on the air before. Like, mm-hmm. if you're a single mom, let's say, then when do you – I mean, you guys haven't even gone through a whole first date yet. So when is she really obligated to bring up that she has a child? Is it the first date? Is it the fifth date? Or is it when you walk into her house and you're obviously going to see the room?
She suggested that we go back to her house, you know. And I feel like she should have said it if that was what she wanted to do. Because she knew I would probably see it. I mean, it's the kid's home.
I agree with that. Because if they had just been out to dinner twice and maybe it hadn't come up yet and then it comes up on the third date, I wouldn't fault her as much. But if she's bringing somebody back to her place, you got to tell.
I agree.
And she doesn't have any roommates, right?
She what?
She doesn't have any roommates, right?
Yeah. I mean, she didn't mention anyone living in the home with her, so I don't know if she had a roommate. I didn't know she had a kid, so who knows if she has a roommate.
What exactly did you see in that room that was just a tip off that, okay, this is a child's room?
You know, pink and Barbie dolls and a bunk bed and, you know.
Okay. Yeah, generally adults.
I mean, that could be her room, but... then that's a whole other problem.
Because if you'd said, like, Star Wars toys and stuff like that, I'd be like, well, no, that's not necessarily a kid. But the Barbie thing, yeah. I don't know many adult women that have the Barbies out.
And how did you see that room? Were you just heading on over to a bathroom or something, and you passed that same room and looked in, or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I went upstairs and went to the bathroom, and then there was a couple doors open, so I just sort of peeked my head in and...
Oh, I would have done the same thing.
Yes.
Snooping around just a little bit.
You have to be nosy.
Well, especially
it was a bit, maybe a bit nosy, but it was more just curious.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So the fact that she didn't.
I don't know if I'm ready to deal with somebody who wasn't honest about that from the beginning.
I understand that. That's awkward.
Outside of that, did the date go well? I mean, if you would have never laid eyes on that room and never had an idea that there's a child involved, would you have called again over the last couple of days?
Yeah, I probably would have. I mean, it's been busy with my family, but I mean, I would have. I was intending on calling her anyway tomorrow or the next day, but when I got the call from you guys, I just sort of held off.
Well, isn't it the truth, like, if you're really, really super into somebody, though, you just hit them with a text or something over, like, 48 hours?
Yeah, I mean, usually it's with... and then the next day or two, so I guess I'm not that interested.
Okay.
If she was able to give the kid up for adoption, would you talk? would you call her?
I know Katie's looking.
Maybe.
All right, Russ, we'll let you go. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for being honest. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
Okay, dude, thank you.
I appreciate it. No problem.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Jill's back on with us. Hey, Jill.
Hi.
So we just got done talking to Russ, like you heard, I'm sure, and he said the fact that he was at your house and he saw this bedroom that was obviously decorated for like a 4 or 5 year old girl that he assumed was your daughter was really sort of turning him off, and that the fact that you never brought it up.
Yeah, I don't have kids, and I just can't believe, I don't know, my sister is a flight attendant, and I take care of her daughter, my niece, like a week out of the month.
Okay.
And for him to have gone and seen that room, he would have had to have gone upstairs into my house and like past the bathroom and seen that.
So he had to go out of his way to go to that room.
Was the door open?
Oh my God, this is so wild.
Was the door to the room open or closed?
It might have been, I figured it would be closed, but it might have been cracked.
I think what he said was he passed it on the way to the bathroom, but he did say it was upstairs. So is there a bathroom downstairs also he could have used?
Yeah.
So he went upstairs and went down the hall too far, and he was big time snooping.
Yeah, but I would have snooped. I would have
done the same thing.
You would have gone upstairs.
No. You can't blame him.
You wouldn't have gone upstairs.
No way.
You might have snooped through like the medicine cabinet or something, but you would have walked upstairs.
If the bathroom to use is downstairs,
there was a bathroom downstairs and I went upstairs. I've done that before at a friend's house that was having a party. I walked around the downstairs and couldn't find a bathroom, so I went upstairs to use the bathroom. If that was the case,
Like, I would have definitely looked around.
And depending how long she was on that phone call, it might have been more than 20 minutes. I would have walked around. I got bored.
I think you were on that phone call, he took the time to go and snoop through the house.
Well, we can get it back on and ask him.
I guess we could. But either way.
It doesn't matter. That's shady.
I mean, unless he was trying to find out where my bedroom was or something. But still, I don't think I want.
Were you in your, didn't you say, I went into my bedroom? So he knew where your bedroom was.
Yeah, I know. I mean, whether he was, I don't know. I don't know why he was trying to get, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
So either way, like if we got him back on right now, would you be interested in even having a second date with this guy now?
Not so much. I'm really glad that he was honest, I guess, about that. But he just made a lot of assumptions, and that's wild.
Well, and now with the whole radio thing, and now it's just going to be weird.
Now it's all.
Call it.
So I don't know him anyway, or any of his friends, so it doesn't matter.
Right. All right, so the bottom line is not your child, it's your niece. And he was either snooping through the house. Jen, I think the scenario that you painted about going up to use the bathroom because you couldn't find the one in the bottom floor, maybe 2% of people would do that. I would search bottom of the house.
Now, I would understand going upstairs, but if there's a bathroom on the first floor, and if you have to walk past...
Yeah, I'd look for it first.
Okay, but if you have to go upstairs and you use the bathroom, and then you have to walk past that bathroom and open a door that's either closed or cracked and look in there, that's no way. Could you imagine bringing somebody a first date over to your house, and what if she steps out of the bedroom and she's like, hey, and he's like, oh, hey, up here. Up here, it's just...
creepy. Yeah, I think that was a mistake, actually, Jill, overall, was taking him back to your place so early.
Well, I mean, that's for her. That's for her.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, that dude's a stranger.
I mean, how many times does this happen in Atlanta every weekend? A million times.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's safe.
I don't know.
On a first date?
On a first date? I just think that, like, telling some guy where you live and all that stuff right away?
It's dangerous.
I don't think that's smart.
Well, I have friends in the neighborhood. I mean, and they knew that someone was over. So I guess I felt comfortable in that sense. Like, and I don't think I wouldn't have invited him over if I didn't get the sense when I was at dinner initially with him that, you know, he wasn't, like, he didn't seem like a good guy. And
well,
I don't know.
Here's Katie. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to find out why he didn't just say something before he left the house. I mean, you know, he saw the room.
Because he'd have to admit to snooping.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
that's not
it's a natural thing.
No, it's not.
Not to go upstairs is not a natural thing.
Okay, so why did he kiss her and tell her he'd call her later? Why wasn't he just an honest man and say...
Well, he's a dude.
He's a guy.
Exactly.
Well, women do the same thing.
That's the problem.
Give me a break. Women do the same thing. If you don't have a good first date, you don't go, hey, thanks a lot, but this didn't work out for me.
I would.
Well, it's a rare exception.
Well...
Most people aren't confident to do that in person to somebody they barely know.
Right.
You leave all those rude comments for when you date somebody for a long time.
All right, Jill, we'll let you go. At least you got closure on the whole thing. It's, you know, it's not going to work out for whatever reason.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, Jill. Right. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye.
It's the Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.